Let's turn to politics first this morning. Voters have endorsed last week's federal budget, it seems, but it hasn't delivered any bounce for the government in the opinion polls. Political editor Alison Carabine is with us. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning, Hamish, and welcome.
Thank you very much indeed. Two major opinion polls out, News Poll and Ipsos. They were out in the field at the end of last week. Neither showed any big improvement for the coalition, but nonetheless, still some cause for optimism for the government and particularly for the Prime Minister.
Yeah, that's pretty much because the government is playing a longer game here, Hamish. As the economy picks up, it will try to build on the budget over coming months as the springboard for the next election. That's the plan. Now, we do know, we all know that governments very rarely get a bounce out of budgets. But this time around, there wasn't even the hint of an immediate sugar hit for the government. The News Poll has Labor still ahead 51-49%, two-party preferred. Now, that's not a bad result for the coalition. You can win an election from that position. But the Ipsos poll, at least on the face of it, is a disaster for the government. 54-46% in favour of Labor, two-party preferred. So that result is a little bit hard to believe because this poll was taken not just after the budget, but also after the citizenship crisis blew up in Bill Shorten's face. So this result could be a bit of an outlier. The other number of note, which you referred to in your question, Malcolm Turnbull has increased his lead over Bill Shorten as preferred Prime Minister. It's now opened out to 14 points in the News Poll. Over in Ipsos, he's miles ahead with a 20-point advantage. So something in these polls for everyone, really.
Do you think that the more voters see of Bill Shorten, the less comfortable they feel with him? Is that what's going on?
Well, he's now been opposition leader for several years and he's had a dream run. Nothing's gone right for the government really since Bill Shorten took over the Labor leadership. But there is a sense now that the government is starting to get its act together and they'll all be pinning their hopes on those News Poll numbers, 51-49. And you'd recall Paul Keating quite liking that position for himself when he was Labor leader. It's, you know, being one out, one back, you can win an election from there. So if the polls do continue to narrow, then we might still we will see the pressure come on Bill Shorten. But the Labor Party's been ahead for so long that his position's undoubtedly safe.
So by and large, these polls show the budget was relatively well received by voters. Is that because of the tax cuts in your view?
Well, it is the best received budget in about a decade, and that's because it didn't include any new spending cuts. And yes, voters have endorsed the government's tax plan. 51% in the News Poll has backed this $140 billion package, while 28% are opposed. The rest to make up their minds. So that does suggest that by and large people are falling into line re-tax reform and tax cuts. Now, over in Ipsos, 39% of voters regard the budget as fair, 33% believe it was unfair. But the really important number here is the number of people who believe they will be better off from the budget. And that does eclipse the number who fear that they will be worse off. So there is a fair bit here for the government to work with.
Now, Bill Shorten will be campaigning today in Longman ahead of the upcoming by-elections. And he is playing a game of dare, it would seem, with Pauline Hanson over preferences. How risky is this strategy for Labor?
Well, the by-election will come down to preferences, so it is very risky, though it is part of a bigger strategy to try and discredit One Nation in Queensland. So Bill Shorten does have an eye to the federal election here. Now, this all started late last week with Pauline Hanson writing to Bill Shorten to advise him that she will shift her preferences from Labor, and it was One Nation preferences that got Labor over the line at the last election in Longman. She'll shift those preferences from Labor to the coalition unless he puts the Greens last in Longman. And what we've now got is Bill Shorten writing back to Pauline Hanson, daring her to do just that. Now, it does appear to be quite foolhardy because there was that poll on the weekend which showed the coalition ahead of Labor in Longman 53-47% and One Nation on a pretty healthy 15% of the vote. So we've now got Bill Shorten blowing off a really important preference flow. But what he is also doing here is taking the opportunity to remind One Nation voters in Queensland that Pauline Hanson has voted with the government 90% of the time in Canberra. And he writes in his letter to Pauline Hanson that she's putting the top end of town first and Aussie battlers last. Now, Labor will preference One Nation last in all seats. That's a message not just for Longman, but for all of Queensland. So the battle is really on up there, Hamish.
Someone's calling double dare. Ali Carabine, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Hamish.